Hello and welcome to the Personal Development School podcast. I'm your host, Thais Gibson, and I create regular podcast episodes to teach you about your relationships, attachment style, and the subconscious mind. I want to talk to you a little bit about what to do if you are communicating your boundaries and yet somebody continuously disrespects them. So the way I want to sort of position this is it's so valuable to know our boundaries and to communicate them. And there's different approaches we can take when communicating them. And sometimes I would see clients come into my office and they would have a dialogue with me and say, somebody's disrespecting my boundaries. But then I would ask them how they communicated them and realized like, oh, they're not communicating them very effectively. And so they're not being received well as a boundary by somebody else. But then there's a second sort of tier to this, which is sometimes we are communicating really effectively and the boundary still isn't landing or working. And so we're going to talk about what to do in that situation as well. So in that first sort of tier, it's like we have to fine tune our communication. Are you communicating your boundary clearly? And are you communicating your boundary with language that is closed and non-negotiable? So for example, if I say, hey, don't do that. Right? If I say something open-ended, somebody doesn't, I'm like, hey, don't do that. And I don't really communicate what or why it bothers me. And I don't use language that says, hey, that's not okay to do at any point in time. Like I don't use closed language. Somebody might just be like, oh, you're having a bad moment or a bad day, or, oh, you're just being funny. Like, so it's really important that we check in with our own communication first, because it's obviously a really clear point of control. So let's say, for example, that you're setting a boundary with a sibling. And you are trying to tell the sibling that you don't like when they speak to you a certain way. Maybe they get reactive or frustrated and they kind of like speak to you in a tone or a manner that feels not good for you. You would start by making sure that you're clear about your boundaries. So you might say something like, hey, I know you probably don't mean anything by it, but when you use that tone or that language, it really doesn't feel good for me. And that's not acceptable any longer. So do you see in there, like you're getting really specific, you're like that tone, that language, or whatever it is for you, right? The imaginary theoretical situation, you're very clear and specific. So there's no room for you to be like, hey, sometimes you talk to me on the phone and you're grumpy. I don't like it. Right. Then somebody just feels like, oh, it's an attack, right? Or it's, you're just making a comment about my mood or saying I can't be grumpy. There's really no room to misperceive by being clear and specific about the very specific situation and what specifically they're doing, the tone or the language, right? And then you're following up by saying, it's not acceptable. You can't speak to me like that any longer. I appreciate you respecting that boundary, right? Whatever form you want to say it in. Now, a trick here is you want to be very strong in your language, but not very strong in your tone. It's almost like they're tempering each other. So I may say, hey, it's completely unacceptable to speak with me that way. I hope you can please respect that going forward. And if I say it very clearly, my language is so closed, but my tone isn't rude, right? I'm not going, it's completely unacceptable to speak to me that way. And I will not tolerate it any longer. That's like asking for an argument, right? And especially, I don't know if you noticed at the very beginning, I kind of started out by building an olive branch. Like it's another good little hack. It's like you start off by saying something like, hey, you may not mean anything by it, but so I'm like not there being on the attack. I'm giving you kind of benefit of the doubt, but then being really clear, really specific, using closed language without a strong tone. And that's kind of one of the keys and tricks to assertiveness. If it's something you struggle with is we don't have to go, you know, I notice for fearful avoidance, they kind of are either like very passive or very aggressive. DAs are often passive aggressive and APs can be either or, but sometimes more just passive than anything else. And actual assertiveness, like healthy, secure assertiveness, often is very clear, very specific, giving somebody benefit of the doubt, and then using strong language while tempering your tone. And that works very well as an approach. Okay. So check in with those key points first. Now on the second part, what to do if somebody's just not respecting your boundaries, right? What to do if somebody's like, you are doing the best you can at communication. You're clear, you're specific, you're doing all the things right. And you've tried once, it didn't work. Okay. Then you tried again, still didn't work. What do we do in this situation when we're not seeing results from this type of transition in our speech back and forth with somebody else? By the way, if you want to do a deep dive into boundaries and communication, I've got two great courses you can check out for free for 7 days. One is all about boundaries and really learning how to set them and reprogramming your fears around having them and setting them so they feel more natural and comfortable. It's very, very useful. And the other one is called conflict resolution. And it's all about how to properly resolve conflicts in relationships, what to do, how to speak through things. And that's one of the most important things we can do in our relationships is learn how to resolve conflicts if we want to make them work. It's like one of the number one features that's required to getting past the power struggle of any romantic partnership. So anyways, you can check those out for free using the link below for 7 days. So what do? Somebody keeps disrespecting our boundaries. I generally, in close relationships, believe in giving people benefit of the doubt. Maybe somebody misunderstood me. Maybe they got defensive. Maybe they're having a really bad day. One time, okay. Second time, okay. If by a third time you've communicated, and I'm assuming this is like you're a very close person in your life, a romantic partnership, a best friend, a sibling, a parent, one of your children, somebody you're very close to, and you're not seeing the boundary respected, well, then we no longer set boundaries in situations. We set boundaries with people. So we go from setting the boundary in the context of a situation, going back to that example in the imaginary example of like, oh, this your sibling who's speaking with a negative tone, or who's taking their anger out on you, whatever it is. Instead of doing that, you realize, okay, like I'm not really getting my needs met, you know, and boundaries are pretty sacred things. Like if you have a boundary, it's probably for a very good reason. So if you communicate once, twice, three times, then maybe I talk to that person less on the phone about the things that they tend to get frustrated with me at for, or take their anger out on me around. Like it goes from you're no longer setting the boundary about the situation, you actually reestablish new boundaries with that person in your life. And it may be around types of discussions you have, frequency of discussion you have, how often you talk on the phone, for how long, how often you see them in person, how much time you spend over text, like whatever your situation is where your boundary is not getting respected, then you take a small step back and reassess and reestablish your boundaries in the relationship to that person. And you can change that again if the person changes their, you know, the way they're showing up around something, but we have to show consequences for actions, not threats, not consequences from punishment, but consequences out of self-respect, like realizing, hey, something's not working for me here. I have to pull back in some way and set different boundaries because that's how I still show up and care for myself. And it's a very important part of self-care. So I made you a follow-up video about how to communicate those consequences as well. I got asked about this on a webinar recently inside the school. If you use that link below too, you get access to 4 live webinars with me every single week. I do them with our community. You can ask me your questions, all that kind of stuff. It's lots of fun. And daily community events like sharing circles, deep conversation questions with other community members who are also in there to like create loving, healthy relationships, all kinds of cool stuff. So anyways, you can check it out all for free for 7 days using the link below. This is it for today. I hope this was helpful for you. Thank you so much for watching, and please like, share, and subscribe if you haven't already. And I will see you in the next video.